he went first to a certain group of people and he said, come, all things are ready. You know what they said? They gave an excuse. You know the first excuse they gave? What did they say? Yes, where are the Bible students? No, it wasn't marriage. What was the first one? No. He said, I have just bought a house. The amazing thing, Harold, I found is this. The same Jesus gave 2,000 years ago is the same excuse we give today. It's an amazing. When I say it's amazing. God's word is powerful. I have bought a house. Pastor John, I can't come to church because I've just gotten a new car I have to take to MOT on Sunday. Because I won't get time from Monday to Friday. I'm working. So I can't come. I need to check the house out. The workers are there. So we can't what? Come. Then he went to the second group of people. Come, all things are ready. You know what they said? The second group of people. He said, I have bought what? Six or three yokes of what? Oxen. My business is expanding. Oh, Jesus, help us. My business. By the way, this applies to both Christians and non-Christians. It's like when you are preaching to Christians, they give you all their excuses. That is the same. It applies to us as well who work for God. He said, my business has expanded. I just bought 3 new ships. I need to go and what? Check them out. The business is so increasing, I have to do travel here and do this. Pastor, I can't be there. I can't do it. Same reason, it's an amazing thing. And they gave their excuses. Then the third one. Come, all things are ready. You know what they said? I just got a beautiful wife. It's time for honeymoon. How can you tell me, let's go and do God's work? Pastor, you don't understand. It's honeymoon time. There's time for everything. It's time for me to enjoy. I've suffered for too long. By the way, does all these reasons sound very reasonable? Yes. Does it sound reasonable? Yes. Are you here? Yes. I can't see the old woman talking. I say, are you here, Sister Grace? Yes. They said, I've just gotten married. So, excuse me. Let me be excused. Honeymoon time. Legitimate reasons, family reasons, why we can't devote and dedicate ourselves to God. They came and told the master. The Bible says he became very what? Angry. God became very upset. You know God gets upset when we give him these excuses. That's when he gets very angry. He says, hey, me, I'm inviting them. You are telling me this. Go to the highways and invite them in, the halt, the unqualified, the useless people, go and the prisoners, the prostitutes, they will come, go and get. That's why at times God chooses the foolish things to do away with the wife. So God in our midst will choose somebody that hasn't got any education, nothing, and use them massively, that you is highly educated because you have all your reasons to do away with the foolish. Let me tell you, I am very concerned about my end. What God will tell me. Did I just serve him fully? Or I served him in inconvenience? And we are going to talk about relationship and friendship. You can't succeed in friendship and relationship with convenience. You can't achieve anything with convenience. Amen. So I appeal to you that the Holy Spirit, because you see, knowledge is power. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, knowledge is power. Because the more understanding and knowledge you have, the more power you have in life. If you don't have knowledge and you operate in ignorance, it will harm you. So I appeal to you. Let us serve God and devote ourselves to God. Dedicate ourselves to God. Run hard after God. We will never lose. Ever, ever, ever. Maybe one day we need to talk about the sacrifices our forefathers of the faith had done for you and I to be here today. It will surprise some of us. Whenever we lie low, you know Pyongyang, how many of you know Pyongyang? North Korea's capital. That is where the revival for what? For South Korea, or Korea when it was once started. Today go there. It's a communist place, totally controlled. You've hardly seen a Christian there and then. But the South, but thank God the South is praying. Very soon to be united. Whether Kim Il-sung likes it or not, God will answer. And the revival will sweep over there, including Japan. But we are here in Lambeth. Hello?
Yes.
Before we think about that, we are here. There are plenty of souls around Brixton. Amen. Amen. Instead of going there and looking at something, go there and win souls. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen. I'm talking to the men. Hallelujah. There are plenty of souls. Let us rise up. Any force that is stopping us, we break that spirit. Any power that is setting limitation, we curse it in the name of Jesus. May our eyes be enlightened. May the Spirit of God come upon us and possess us. Let us serve God with joy and with gladness. We'll be blessed. Look, all the blessing, our children, it will just follow. Because when we do God's will, all the blessings just what? They chase us. Goodness and mercy will what? Follow. We don't chase them. They'll follow as we seek the kingdom first. Either God is lying or God is true. I got a clip from somewhere on WhatsApp. Was it last week? It's so simple about the one about the trust. Where the child said, if my hands is in the mother or parents said, if I have you in my hand, the child said, as long as you hold my hand, I am what? Cool. I am safe. In the same way, if we are in the hands of God, everything is cool. Your life is good. Just relax. Just honor God. I want you to talk to God for about a minute. Say, God, help me to serve you by winning soul, by being a soul winner. Talk to God. I curse every force working against you, anybody in the church right now. I curse that spirit. The fire of God destroyed. Father, enlighten and help us. Help me, Lord, to be a soul winner. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us to return to our first love. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that everything we do helps advance the kingdom of God. And let me talk to you today, because there's so much information on this. I'll be doing it both Sundays and Wednesdays, because I want to finish this by the end of this month, and we got 3 weeks to do that, and there's so much information. Relationships, they are so important. Let me say this, even beginning about even prayer. Do you know that your prayer life and my prayer life is most effective based upon relationships? God, when he was teaching the disciples, said, say when you pray, our what? Father. And then Jesus makes a very important statement as well. I think it's in Luke again. He says this, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your what? Your children. Because if a son asks for what? Bread. The parent will not give them what? A stone. If he asks for what? Fish. You won't give them what? A scorpion. He said, how much more will your heavenly father? You know what God is trying to say? I answer you on the basis of what? Relationship. That is why you should be more concerned about your relationship with God than even fasting and praying. I'm telling you a secret. That's why some people don't just talk to God 2 minutes and things are done. Others will pray for 7 hours, nothing happens. God is, look, the more you are closely related to God, the more things happen and your prayer life even is different. Because I can pray a lot and I'm not relating to God what? At all. I can fast and pray for 21 days and I'm not relating to God what? At all. You can see this is even in place out in natural what relationships. You can have husbands and wives and what? They try to function, but they are far what? Apart. Just an experiment me and my wife did. I did some one day, maybe I'll do it next week if I have it. And it asks certain questions, and you answer it. When you answer it, it will tell you how close you are in the relationship. I was shocked myself after I've answered it. My wife also did. I said, hey, The thing, it doesn't seem correct at all. You see, so very far. I'm not joking. You answer the question, Lord have mercy. Because very good questions. I was talking to a friend the other day. You know what the friend told me? We're chatting, talking a bit about his marriage. He said, what? You know what, Kwame? I want to explain to you how my relationship with my wife is. For instance, I felt like talking to commune and to be relaxed. Do you know that you were the person I thought of calling, not my wife? You know that speaks a lot. Yes. if you don't feel like you want to talk, you pick my phone and just call, sweetheart. Let's chat, let's flow. But I'd rather feel to call somebody else. It's a sign that the relationship is not as strong as what? I think. I'm not having a good amen here. It will be fantastic today. I've got only 20 minutes left. I like this topic. It is so vast. It's so beautiful. Relationship. What gives meaning to life? When this question was asked to a sample of people, the top most answer was friendships. Friendships or friendship gives meaning to life. You're going to see that it gives a lot of meaning to life. Even God, say God. Who is God? He wants friendship with us. Not just, like I said, working for him. The primary end, that's why he's called our Father. God wants friendship. He told the disciples after 3.5 years of working with them, just before he went to the cross, he said, I don't call you servants what? Anymore. Now I call you what? Friends. It means that God wants our relationship to grow and develop to become friends with him. God wants us to relate to him. Amen. Even our children. Don't we want our children to be our friends? The parents say, you want your children to be your friends. It's one of the most wonderful, amazing things. To share life, to flow together. That's what we all desire. You don't want your children, you take them to school, they grow, they get job, marry, and they leave you. You want to be friends with even what? Them, throughout life. I'm telling my father, I've told you before, a few days before he died, he told me, he said, one of my regrets is that I don't have friends. My father had only one friend. He wasn't kind of proper. He was okay, but he told me, that one of the best gifts, I'm telling you, my son, have friends in life. And we are going to discover good friendship and toxic friendships. The whole world and everything in life is designed for what? Relationship. Everything. Both inanimate things and everything. Do you know that this even is in relationship? The water is in relationship with what? This plastic thing. Everything is in relationship, both animate and inanimate. Inanimate means things that don't have what? Life in them, like we are breathing. Everything. For a tree to grow, it needs what? A relationship with what? The soil, the nutrients, everything is in relationship. So when we say relationship, it connects what? Everything. Are we here? We depend on each other constantly in life. To reach our goals. Even in a car, you know a car is in relationship. If you like today, go and remove your car tires and start your car and see whether it will go. Hello? Or if you like your nice, beautiful car, just remove the battery. You will find out that the car needs what? A relationship with what? The battery for you to work. Everything. We all need help from others. Nobody can be, there's nothing like a self-made person. It's not true. Hello? When they say that statement, it's a lie. It's not true. Self-made. How can you be self-made? You needed somebody. Somebody needed to buy your thing. That's right. You needed some knowledge from somewhere. You needed a loan from somewhere. You didn't make it on your own. The song that I will make it on my own. I need nobody. I work alone. My friend, you don't know how miserable existence you have. You are watching a film all by yourself, laughing by yourself as a mad person. You can only enjoy it when you have somebody sitting by you. Yeah, what? Is that not so? Yeah. At the time when I'm watching something, I'll scream, V, come down. I want to watch it with her.
Yes.
You can't be watching it alone. Hello? you can't enjoy that thing. Even after you watch it alone, you go and tell somebody, Harold, you know what? I watch this. I think you should watch it. Everything is relationship. We need what? Each other. We all need to celebrate and share with people. You pass your exams. You pass your car test. It's your birthday. Have you celebrated your birthday all by yourself before? Someone said, I went to Ajbenon by myself. Okay. After even you've done that, you were celebrating with God, weren't you? We want to celebrate with other people. When you finish your school, you're going to celebrate by yourself, or you invite so many people to come and celebrate with you. We all need to, you chalk any form of victory, any form of achievement, you want to celebrate with people. You buy a new car, you want to make sure everybody sees the car, you park it right in front over there. Shiny, hallelujah. When people are passing, I even say, hello, Lydia, I've seen your new car. Hallelujah, God bless you. Is that not so?
Yes.
Why do you make your hair nice and dress nice? You want people to notice. Other than that, you have worn your nightgown and come in your morning and just come in with your face and just sit here. You want people to celebrate you, isn't it? Look at Sister Janet and her cornrow. Even at her age, she's got cornrow. Our Sister Jessie has got one, different color. Everything is related. Are we here? Hence the importance of forming positive, healthy relationships or friendship, regardless of the challenges involved. We want to have friends. You see some people, when they are being buried, nobody is there. It's very sad. I remember I went to one funeral, eh? Very sad. We have to cremate the person. Nobody is there. He lived alone. Very sad. May you live in such a way your funeral, a lot of people will turn up.
Amen.
And celebrate your life. Are we here? Today we are faced with shallow relationships and friendships. Do you know that? Our friendship is very shallow. The slightest shaking or the slightest knock and the whole thing is what? Coming apart. So throughout the weeks, we'll be learning what makes relationships strong. What helps us to advance? There are so many things. And I pray that the knowledge that we get will help us. We have relationships by design or by default. Hello? You relate by default. For instance, I didn't choose my brothers. Hello? I didn't choose God. Did I choose you? No. We all came from the same father and the same what? Mother. We can't choose. That is by default. So if you have got a crazy brother, a crazy sister, no, it's none of your fault. They just happen to come from the same place. It's called default relationship. You can have some default relationship at your workplace. Somebody who always irritates you and bring the worst out of you. You have no choice because you are in that same workplace by default. Is that not so?
Yeah.
And then there's relationship by design. Hello? One of them is marriage. Hello? You chose to marry that person. You chose your bed. You have to lie in it. Make it work. You can't divorce. It's unacceptable. I'm not hearing amen from the married couples. You chose it. So I don't like it anymore. Didn't you like before? Oh. Somebody say, you are wounding me. Take it easy, pastor. I'm just telling the truth. Hallelujah. If my marriage is stinking, I have to live in it, isn't it? I cannot come and tell now I see in the spirit that I married wrong. What will you say, you the church members? I have to live in it. I have to endure. It's the same for you. You chose by design. You pick your friends. I'm telling you, one of the most important things you have to do in life, more than even your job, is you must pick your friends very carefully. Because some friends will elevate you fast to the top, and some friends will take you very fast to the basement. It depends on who you have chosen to be close to you. That is why for the devil to destroy me and you, he has to plant somebody around us. He always has to plant somebody. And when the devil plants somebody, it's difficult to detect because the person is nice and cool and calm and beautiful, waiting like a snake in the grass for the right time to walk, strike you. Say, whoa, I thought you were my friend. Psalm 22, my own house, my friends have wounded me. Jesus was talking about Judas. Betrayed me. Are we here? Relationships must be therefore be the one, the default one. We can't do nothing about it. But we have to design the friendships, the relationship we want. Do you know that relationships is like a garden? How many of you have garden in your houses? Even if you don't have a garden, even in the flat, there's some garden by the side over there. And you notice that if the garden is not cultivated, what will happen? Weeds will grow. Amen. Some of us try to have artificial grass. Hello? You cannot have artificial. So some friendships are artificial. That's a revelation. It's not natural. You find out the things. By the way, okay, let me say this. There are three levels of what? Relationship. I'm just three levels. There's called a shallow level. It's the one people that you are just free with, you just laugh with, and then that is the end. There's not much what? Expectation and demand. That is the first level, the crowd level. You just see, what is going to happen in there. People go, and because we are all supporting India, we are all happy. Hallelujah. When there's beer is come, we are all drinking. Hallelujah. If India wins, I don't know who is going to win today, but I know Jesus will win here today. Hallelujah. You know, so we have fun. We go to the pub together. It's shallow. It's not deep. Because after all that is said and done, it's a different ballgame. You go to the gym, you sit down, you relax, you talk with people. It's shallow relationship. You smile. No expectation. Then we have the next level. We have the level called it requires more. At this level, you expected, some things are expected of you. If I'm in a relationship with you, Sister Janet, I expect you to be on time. I expect you to keep your promises. This is the level. In fact, a lot of marriages are on this level. You expect more predictability in the what? The relationship. Hello? Because you are my friend, I expect you to fulfill certain what? Obligation and expectations. That is the required level. And then we have the intense top level. Only few people get to that place. And only few marriages get to that place. This one, you become almost like what? One. Your relationship with the person, you become one. It is so deep and so intense that the person in the relationship lives for your comfort and you for what? The person's comfort. Amen?
Amen.
This is where life is forged and you become one. Now, if I'm not sure whether here or on Wednesday, I'll teach on covenant relationships. You know there's something called covenant relationships in the Bible?
Yes.
It is not an agreement. In fact, marriage is supposed to be covenant relationship, but usually it does not play out as covenant relationship. Covenant relationship is different from agreement. You know, agreement is, me and you are going to agreement. We are going to this business. And everything ends there. Covenant relationship is not like that at all. All that I have and am is yours. And all that you have and you are belongs to me. That is so deep, so intense, that whatever you ask, whatever I ask, you do it. Without thinking twice, it's your joy and your pleasure to do it. We will learn how to get to that place. I think very few people are at that place. Few. I'm not even sure, even I myself, whether I have such a friendship. You need to develop such friendship. It's not easy to develop that. I've got one friend, a pastor friend. He calls me, John, you are my covenant brother. I say, thank you. So he calls me his covenant brother. But I'm not sure if I have called him this covenant. He thinks. Say, John, honestly, you are my covenant brother. And he really likes me. Everywhere he goes and he preaches, I am in it. Everywhere. He wants to travel somewhere. John, you want to come? Hello? And the reason I'm a bit hesitant, because you see, if you say you're my covenant brother and I'm your covenant brother, whatever I have is yours. Whatever you have is what? Mine. If he asks me for any money, every money I have to give to him. Hello? Everything. Apart from maybe my wife. Even my wife, she can be friends with her. Apart from not, she cannot enjoy something. But they can be friends. I'll send that on Wednesday. Friendships. So for instance, if I'm to pass away, God forbid, he has to take off my wife. As if it's me. Only he cannot have what, the other benefit. You know what I mean, the others. Yeah. It's called friends because he has to care for her as if I was what? Around caring for her. That's what we call covenant relationship. My children becomes what? His children. His children become my children. Is anybody in that kind of relationship? Level one. Your friends are my friends, and your enemies are my enemies. This is, I will talk about covenant as a whole on that covenant relationship. Are we here? Somebody say, you have not read the scripture. Let's read something. Proverbs 18:24. Proverbs 18:24. I read from the NIV. One who has... The reason why I like Wednesday is that people can ask questions. Here, you can't ask questions. You disturb us. Yeah, unless I ask you. Wednesday is quite interactive. I like that. Okay? So when I say anything that boggles your mind, you can I'll let you ask questions. So if you have any, or if not, you can write it and I'll come and answer it the following Sunday. Yeah? Because I know some of you cannot be done on Wednesdays for all kinds of reasons. So you can do that. Proverbs 18:24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. You notice that? Katra, are you hearing that? If you have unreliable friends, can I use you as an excuse, as a reason? Are you okay with it? Like you see we say Saturday go to that thing. You know what I mean? Maybe if your friend Michelle is the one who say, I'm not going, so you are not going, then she has what? She's ruining what? Your life. Because she's a good friend, she will go and say, your daddy say you should go. Then go, honor your daddy. But I say, me, my mommy say, I'm not going. So you two, you take her advice and you don't go. That person is ruining what? Your life. I'm serving God, wild for Christ. Then a friend comes to you. Come now, you are serving God too much. Mm. Are you the only Christian in the church? Are you the only one? You think you are so holy, eh? That is a bad friend. That's a good friend. Say, carry on, serve God more. Is there anything I can do for you? Because maybe you need some money. Do you need some money so you can serve God more? Not, you are serving God too much. How can you serve God too much? Nobody can serve God too much. After he's giving his best, his dearest and his best to me, what can I give again to him? Bad friends will ruin your life. How many of you have had some bad relationship and it hasn't helped you at all? All of us can live. Now, DJ can tell you. Because of bad friends, he had the bullet. Am I like, yes. Bad influence. And you, the young ones, you must be listening to me. Make sure of the friends you pick. They can turn your whole life totally around. I was reading Mama Campbell's book. You see your book? You know, when you were talking about that two friends, when you met them, when you came. When she met the other woman, so I said, what is she talking about? Go and buy the book. You get the story in there. Bad friends made herself miserable. Made her life totally, when she was pregnant, I'm not sure whether it was with Joy or with her aunt. Her friends made that terrible, her life. Stress. Nearly killed her. Because of bad association. Look, don't take it for granted, though. That's why you should check your friend. I'll give you some tests, how to test people who are genuine and not genuine. Fair weather friends. When the money is coming, they come around plenty. Ah, wow, they are polishing your shoe. You think they like you? They want some money. When the money finish, kaput. You had celebrities have got plenty of those friends. Go and ask Mike Tyson. Friends are true friends, and when everybody is gone, that's when they enter. When everybody is not there, they come in. Look, friendship is one of the best things you can have in life. You should cultivate it. Let's move on. I read the New Living Translation from Proverbs 8:1. New Living Translation, Proverbs 8:1. Unfriendly people care only about themselves. They lash out at common sense. So I read somewhere. Is that the NLT? Do you have that one there, or you don't have it? Okay, I'm reading it anyway. Unfriendly people care only about themselves, or an unfriendly person pursues selfish ends against all sound judgments. Be careful. If you want friends, make yourself more friendly. You cannot have friends if you are not friendly. You know, some people sit in church, they say, I don't have friends. Oh. Am I speaking mysterious language here? Maybe this church is small, so you don't have it here. Go to churches. You will definitely find someone who say, this church is not friendly. It's gone very quiet here now. Have you had complaints? They don't come and complain to me. They tell other church members. The church is not friendly. Okay. Somebody said, I went out to find friends, and I got none. I went out to make friends, to be friendly, and I had what? Plenty. If you want to make yourself friendly, I'm not getting good amen. Are you alive here? Look at the people make a lot of noise. When I say something, that is a go, he say, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Like when they hit the cricket ball and the person hits, the Indians are. Who was supposed Australia here now? I hope it's not bad news for you. So, when I say something that you know is the truth, you say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because when you do that, and that word is entering your spirit, your life is changing. I know you want to be like a Catholic church, but we are not a Catholic church. We are not. Are we here?
Amen.
Never have I walk alone mentality. Look, you can have as many friends as you want. Show yourself friendly. Visit people, care for people, love them. I'm not talking about ministry. Ministry is one thing, but friendship is a different ballgame. You know, at times we have to minister to everybody. But ministering to you does not mean you are my friend.
Yes.
Not everybody was Jesus' friend. Even the disciples, it took 3 years for them to become his friends. But show yourself friendly. If I call you, call me back.
Yes.
I call you 3 times, you don't return the call. Call. No, ignore. I'm not talking about business matters. I'm talking about friendship. Pauline, I just called to see how you are doing. How was work today? Have you eaten today? God bless you.
Amen.
I've not had any call like that. Have you had any? I know some spouses, and they are so close, eh? Because, sweetheart, what did you have for lunch? I mean, this is sweet. After 20 years, you know, yes. I said, wow, this is powerful. I want to get to that place. Hallelujah. Because at times, when I travel and I call, hello, V, is everything okay? Yes, everything is okay. Now, what's the next topic now? It should not be like that. There should be a flow. You know, I'm receiving some revelations from above. Do you know, like, God just told me this. And she threw me, saying, yes, I was praying, and God said, that's how it's supposed to be. I'm not getting amen from the married couples. Hallelujah. We need that kind of, look, relationship makes life so sweet, eh? It makes life so wonderful, eh? Sharing of pains, of joys, of mistakes, and they don't judge you.
Yeah.
They are just there for you. Say, so, sweetheart, this shall be well. It's okay. Amen. Take it easy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who is a friend? Let me define it for you. I've got 2 minutes. I'm not even going past page one. You know, so. But at least you are getting something.
Yes.
Friendship in the Bible, from the Hebrew word, simply means a companion. A mate. Do you know that's what God created for Adam?
Yeah.
Adam, Eve was not created for Adam to be having children.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah.
That's why if you're married, you don't have children, you can have still a fantastic relationship. Yes. There are plenty of children to adopt.
Yes.
I'm not getting good, amen.
Yes.
What's the point of having children? You have a miserable marriage. And somebody who hasn't got children has got a very happy marriage. And I'm warning you, the women. Because usually the women, they just want to marry and have children. They fulfill their destiny. If you like, go. Oh. It means that you just married a sperm donor, that's all. You didn't have a friend. I'm telling you, am I telling you the truth? Am I like, look, you know, Christians don't want to face realities. You want to have a friend. I want my wife to be my best friend.
Amen.
Yes. I like her, but I want the friendship to become deep. The first person I want to call is her about anything. The same. I said, when you see me, when you come, you are tired, I'm just watching something or eating. Come and sit next to me. Let's chat. Huh? Don't go to the room and you should take your phone and one day I'm going to seize that phone. Going to quarantine that thing. Because it's hindering the flow. You know, the devil will give you legitimate. She to say, I'm tired. So I'm playing on the thing. Okay, carry on. The day you see another woman coming, don't complain. You don't say that. I'm telling you realities. Oh, you know, people don't want to face realities in life, you know. Am I lying? Oh, Pastor Joe, I'm telling you the reality. If you don't want to talk to him, somebody wants to talk to him, why should that be a problem? Look at Leslie, say, no. Then make sure the thing works properly. Or it will shock you. Even in the Bible, is that, look, we have to understand life and the biology of life.
Yeah.
God even said, when you are fasting, make the fasting short. Lest the devil will tempt you. You see? We see what we're saying, wisdom. Friendship means an associate. God created Eve for Adam to be a companion to him, for him to enjoy, because the Bible says all the animals, they had their what? Counterpart that they fellowship with, they enjoyed life with. But for Adam, nobody was found. So God had to find for him a help suitable for him, that they can enjoy God's work together, be fruitful, multiply, advance the purposes of God, share together. Run. Adam needed such.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And Adam, Eve was created for her. By the way, do you know that after the fall, let me tell you one secret. After the fall, you know the curse that was given to the woman by God. Who knows the curse that the woman was cursed with? Yeah, and what else? Yes. He said, your desire will be for your, and he shall what? Rule over. That is why women have more longing to be married generally than men. It's a form of a curse. That one pastor said he did an altar call. He said one day he was preaching. I'm an offender now. And then he said when he was doing the altar, he fell to pray for those who want to get married. So anybody wants to get married, come to the front. Come. So he turned his back and he walked on the stairs. It took him some time to get it. He said when he turned around, he was shocked. 60-year-olds, 80-year-old women, 55-year-olds, with the young ones, all of them coming forward. He got a revelation. There was a longing in them to be connected. Is that not so? If I'm to ask now, I've got a special miracle here now. That if you're not married, you should come here, you marry. You see everybody here, including Sister Grace, Sister Janet, all of you be here. I've got special anointing. You'll be married by the end of the year. And it is a sure banker. You see, from the youngest to the oldest, they'll be here. Because there's a longing. It was like a curse God placed there. We want companionship. You know, one of the most beautiful things about marriage, somebody to grow old with and enjoy life. I'm telling you. And people who are very, very close, when their relationship is very intense, when one dies, it does not take long, the other will go. It's like some birds. Understand some certain birds, I've forgotten. Immediately one dies, the other one will go within a week or so. Do you know that's how marriage is supposed to be? Unless you have divine purpose, then you carry on. Other than that, when the other person goes, life almost becomes what?
Meaningless.
Yeah. Shall we stand?